Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a sunrise-style transition in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old-school drum and bass vibes, using sampling, arrangement, and a few really smart automation moves to create that emotional lift. Now, this is not about throwing on one giant riser and calling it a day. We want the track to feel like it's exhaling, like the energy is opening up after a dark section, and the sunrise is starting to hit the room. That means we're balancing atmosphere, rhythm, and emotion all at the same time. We are aiming for that classic DNB feeling, where the drums still roll, but suddenly the space gets wider, the harmony gets warmer, and the whole section feels like dawn breaking over a rave that's still very much alive. So, let's break it down. First, choose the right source material. For this kind of transition, you want samples that already have some emotional identity. That could be a short vocal phrase, a chord stab, a reversed piano note, a dusty pad hit, or even a field recording like wind, birds, rain, or vinyl crackle. The key is character. You want something a little imperfect, a little textured, and easy to shape. If you're using a vocal or tonal sample, drag it into an audio track and turn warp on. For vocals and melodic material, Complex Pro is usually a good place to start. If you're working with a break fragment, Beats Mode is often better because it keeps the rhythmic punch intact. At this tempo, around 170 to 174 BPM, timing matters a lot, so make sure the sample locks in cleanly. Now let's build the emotional core. This is the heart of the transition. A short vocal like Morning Light, Hold On, or even a simple vowel sound can carry a lot of feeling if you process it right. A chord stab can do the same thing. Think Rhodes, minor seventh textures, reversed piano, or a sampled pad from vinyl. A good basic chain for that kind of sample is Utility, EQ8, Saturator, Reverb, and Echo. Start with EQ8 and high pass the low end, somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. That keeps the sample out of the bass zone and clears space for the drums and sub. If it sounds muddy, dip a little around 250 to 400 Hz. If you want more air, a gentle lift around 4 to 8 kHz can help. Then add Saturator with just a little drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, and turn soft clip on. That gives the sample some warmth and glue without making it obvious. Next, add reverb. For a sunrise transition, the reverb should feel lush, but controlled. Try a decay between 4 and 8 seconds, a pre-delay around 15 to 30 milliseconds, and cut the lows in the reverb around 200 to 400 Hz so it doesn't get cloudy. If it's too bright, roll off the top a bit too. After that, echo can add motion and depth. A quarter note or dotted eighth note delay works well. Keep the feedback moderate, maybe 20 to 40%, and filter out the low end so the repeats don't clutter the mix. One really useful arrangement trick here is to place the sample slightly before the bar line, or on the end of 4. That tiny push makes the whole transition feel more alive. In jungle and DNB, little timing details can make a huge difference. Now, let's create the washed cinematic tail that gives the sunrise emotion its space. A great way to do this is to duplicate the sample onto a second track and turn that into a reverb layer. On the duplicate, you can use EQ8, Hybrid Reverb, and Utility. Set the duplicate to full wet if you're treating it as a texture layer, and use a longer decay, maybe 6 to 12 seconds. High pass the reverb around 250 Hz so the wash stays airy. If it gets harsh, cut a little on the top end around 8 to 9 kHz. If you prefer, route several sounds to a return track instead of inserting reverb on each one. That gives you a lot more control. A return with reverb followed by EQ8 is perfect. High pass the return around 250 Hz, and keep the send level fairly low at first, maybe around minus 18 to minus 12 dB. Then automate it upward as the transition develops. Now we bring in the jungle energy underneath all that atmosphere. This is important. We're not making ambient music here. We still want the breakbeat DNA to be alive. Use a classic break fragment, like an Amen, Think, or any old-school loop with strong snare and hat character. Load it into Sampler or slice it into a drum rack if you want more control. Start sparse. Don't overcrowd it. Let the drums breathe, then gradually bring in ghost snares, ride hits, hat chatter, and little break edits. A high-pass filter on the break around 250 to 400 Hz is a strong move at the start of the transition. Then slowly open the cutoff as the section develops. Add a touch of resonance if you want a bit of bite. And if you want a bit of tension on the final bars, beat repeat can be really effective. Keep it subtle, though. Use it like spice, not a main ingredient. A good starting point for beat repeat might be 1 bar interval, 1/16 grid, chance around 20 to 40%, and gait somewhere around 50 to 80%. Use it only on the last one or two bars if you want that controlled glitch energy. The next major piece is the filter automation. This is where the sunrise really happens. You're opening the spectrum gradually over time. At the start of the transition, keep things narrow. Use slow pass or band limiting on the tonal sample. Keep the break distant, and let the atmosphere sit behind the groove. Then, over the next few bars, open the filters, increase the reverb send, bring in a bit more delay and add more high percussion. By the final bars, the sample should breathe more fully, the break should feel more present, and the whole section should feel like it's about to step through a doorway. In the last bar, you can remove most of the filtering, let the pickup appear, and prepare the downbeat of the next section. A really nice coaching tip here is to think in layers, not just effects. Instead of one giant sweep, stack small changes. Maybe the send level goes up by 1 dB. Maybe the stereo width increases just a little. Maybe one extra hat layer appears. Maybe the delay feedback gets a touch longer for one moment. These tiny adjustments add up fast, especially at DNB tempo. Speaking of stereo, the sunrise transition works best when the emotional sample gets wider and more distant, while the core groove stays tight and centered. Keep the low end mono and stable. Push the atmosphere out to the sides. Let the break retain its punch in the middle. That contrast between tight drums and blurred harmonic space is what creates that classy, cinematic lift. You can also add sampled noise or ambience for extra depth. Final crackle, tape hiss, wind, birds, city ambience, all of that can work beautifully if it's used subtly. Run it through a Q8, auto filter, maybe a touch of chorus ensemble or phaser flanger, and some reverb. Fade it in before the drums return, so the listener feels like the environment has changed around them. Then, once the emotional bed is established, we bring back momentum with percussion. Add shakers, closed hats, rim shots, rides, tiny break stutters, anything that keeps the track rolling. Even one tight 16th note hat line under the wash can stop the transition from floating away completely. A solid percussion bus chain could be a Q8, drum boss, and glue compressor. Keep drum bus drive modest, maybe 2 to 6. Add just enough transient to sharpen the hits. With glue compressor, a 2:1 ratio, a moderate attack, and a gentle release will help hold everything together without killing the vibe. We want control, not squashing. Then comes the final pickup. This is the last bar before the next section, and it should feel like a door opening. You can use a snare drag, an amen fill, a reverse cymbal, a repeated vocal chop, a short sub swell, or a little impact layered with a break hit. The best pickup is often the one that feels simple but decisive. A nice formula is this. The first beats are sparse, then a fill appears, then tension spikes, then the downbeat lands with confidence. That final moment is what makes the whole transition feel earned. Now let's talk mix balance. In this style, the reverb must never swamp the kick and sub once the drop or next section hits. High pass your atmospheres and tails, keep the low end clean, and leave room for the transients. Anything below about 120 Hz should usually be deliberate and controlled. The sunrise emotion lives above that range. And if you want a darker variation, you can absolutely take the same idea in a more tense direction. Use more minor or ambiguous samples, filter the highs more heavily, add grit to the break with drum bus or saturator, and make the final pickup more urgent. Instead of a bright sunrise, you get a misty, hopeful opening through the darkness. That's a very strong jungle emotion too. Here's a quick practice exercise. Build an 8-bar transition at 172 BPM. Start with a darker drum and bass groove. Mute the bass in the second half. Bring in a vocal or chord sample on bar 5. Open a high-pass filter gradually from around 300 Hz down toward 80 Hz. Fade in ambience. Add chopped break details on the last few bars. Then finish with a reverse cymbal or reverse chord into the downbeat. Once it's done, bounce it and listen from start to finish without touching anything. That's the best way to hear whether the transition actually tells a story. If you want to push yourself, make 3 versions of the same transition, one hopeful and bright, one misty and restrained, and one intense and percussive. Same source sounds, different emotional result. That's a great way to learn arrangement control. So remember the big idea here, a great sunrise transition in jungle or old school DNB is not just about effects. It's about contrast, tight drums against blurred space. One strong melodic memory against a rolling break, gradual opening instead of random buildup. That's how you get the track to feel like it's moving into dawn with purpose. Keep those Ableton tools in your pocket. Simpler, drum rack, EQ8, autofilter, hybrid reverb, echo, saturator, glue compressor, drum bus, utility, and beat repeat. Use them like an arranger, a drummer, and a sampler all at once. And when you get that balance right, the transition doesn't just lead into the next section. It tells the listener that something has changed in the air. That's the sunrise moment.